I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Coalition forces have regained control of a prison in northeast Syria after ISIS prisoners organized a breakout. Prisoners disabled security cameras and then rioted, but officials say no one escaped. Last week, the Islamic State called on its members to exploit security gaps caused by the global pandemic. Uncharted Ministries' Tom Doyle explains.
There's so much work that has to go into containing this coronavirus. In the midst of chaos like this, this is the perfect scenario for terrorist groups to slip in and do some damage. Once the world spotlight is off, they feel freedom to move relatively easy and come up with another plan to unleash on humanity. We have to be ready for more.
Join the global prayer movement at missionnews.org.
God is bringing us to our knees to get flat on our face and just cry out to Him.
And lots of churches are pro-life and even donate to pro-life organizations. But is simply giving money what it really looks like to be engaged with life-honoring ministries? Life Matters Worldwide is rolling out a new church engagement model this year to better connect churches with pro-life ministries. Eric Verstraete, president and CEO of Life Matters, explains.
If a church is going to be engaged, they're going to do five things. Number one, they're going to pray for the ministry. Number two, they're going to learn more about the ministry. Number three, they're going to tell other people about that ministry. Number four, they're going to serve alongside of that ministry. And number five, they're going to give financially to that ministry.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Your continued support of ministries like ours is critical at a time like this. So would you consider giving today? Just look for the Support M&N tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.